2 minutes after 11 p.m. on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. This is Sigtronica. My name is Nick. Started off tonight with music from Peter Wright, but playing some stuff from his new 3D set. Three disc set called Pariahs Sing Om. We're listening to a track called Catch a Spear as It Flies. Up tonight, new music from Kieran Hebden and Steve Reed. It's their second volume of the Exchange session. Minimal improv, courtesy of Radu Malfatti. Another track off the Doc CD that I played a little bit of last week. Also, I'm going to try and get some very old pieces of computer music by Max Matthews, sort of in homage to him coming to visit the Media Lab tomorrow. It's gonna be pretty rad to meet and chat with the father of computer music, so I'm gonna play some of his early compositions, hopefully, if I can get them loaded up properly. If you have any requests or comments, give me a call. Number is 617-253-8810.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. We just heard music from Ree, duo on the Constellation label. Album from a couple years ago is called Alms. The track we heard was Home Security. Before that, music from Growing, great ambient drone-based group. Album is called Color Wheel. We heard the track Mahogany. And we started off tonight with music from Peter Wright off of the Priusing Ohm 3-disc set. Track was called Catch a Spear as It Flies. So I'm going to try and play for this next set a series of compositions that are all about the history of electronic music. Computer music, I should say, specifically. Max Matthews, who is dubbed the father of computer music, working at Bell Labs in the late 50s, created a piece in 1957 with, I think it was a psycholinguist there called Newman Gutman, called The Silver Scale, which is usually regarded as the first piece of computer music ever made. So that's going to start off this next set of pieces, and following that are two pieces of Matthews alone. They come from this vinyl called Music from Mathematics that was all designed to sort of be a pedagogical tool for the general public on new things in computer music. So there's some voiceovers before these two pieces. First one is called 3 Against 4 Canon, and the one after that is Numerology. And we're going to end up with perhaps his most famous piece called Bicycle Built for Two, based on the old ditty of the same name. But it was featured in 2001. It's the song that Hal sings as he is being disconnected. So up next is this medley of pieces by Max Matthews. Seems like we're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so let me put something else on before I turn it over to the Max Matthews pieces. Thank you. All right, I think I have the technical difficulties worked out, so let me give this a try again. A medley of Max Matthews pieces, hopefully, coming up.
Next is a light-hearted carol entitled Three Against Four. It was composed for computer by Dr. M.V. Matthews of Bell Laboratories to study rhythmic and time patterns for two voices. The piece has three sections. The first demonstrates the rhythmic possibilities of playing three notes against four notes and changing accent positions in the triplets, a rather difficult feat for a musician, but easy for a computer. The second is a canon in which the theme is repeated with varying amounts of delay between the two voices. The concluding section recapitulates some effects from the first two parts. Next, Dr. Matthews has composed a piece illustrating some of the possibilities for the future of computer music. That's why he calls it numerology. Produced by more advanced programming than the others, it consists of eight sections, each illustrating a different musical effect, such as glissando, portamento, vibrato, smooth crescendo, and so forth. While mathematically this may be a serious work, musically, it is surprisingly humorous.
a stylish marriage. I can't afford the carriage, but you look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
So that was, those were some pieces from Max Matthews, all created computer synthesis in the early 1960s and late 1950s. Yes, that voice, all completely synthesized. And pretty darn amazing when you think about it. Pretty impressive for that time period. And beginning of computer music right there. Father Computer Music, all that in homage to Max Matthews coming to visit the Media Lab tomorrow and Friday, which I'm looking very much forward to. So, we're going to get back to the music, the track that I was playing just before we were having those technical difficulties. It was more the improvisation with Phil Durant, Thomas Lane, and Radu Malfatti off of the album Dach. If you have any requests or comments, just give me a call. Number is 617-253-8810.
The Brattle Film Foundation announces the most important fundraising effort in its 52-year history, the Preserve the Brattle Legacy Campaign. It's a 2-year fundraising effort that is necessary to sustain repertory film programming at the Brattle. If Cambridge's only independent cinema is to remain open, this campaign must raise significant and immediate community support. The campaign's goal, in addition to financially stabilizing the Brattle, is also to increase community engagement. There will be many opportunities for the community to be involved in the campaign, including house parties hosted by Brattle supporters. The Brattle Film Foundation is committed to carefully curated programming, driven by presenting films based on quality, diversity, and cultural value. To make a donation or find out more about how you can help, visit www.brattlefilm.org or call 617-876-8021.
Welcome back to Sigtronica. In the background, new from Kieran Hebden and Steve Reed, The Exchange Session Volume 2. We're listening to the second track, Noemi. Pretty interesting improvisation between the electronic artist Kieran Hebden and the drummer Steve Reed. Good stuff. For this was the incredibly sparse but quite engaging improvisation with Phil Durant on violin, Thomas Lane on synthesizer, and Radu Mafati on trombone. We heard the fourth track off of the album Doc. So I've come to the end of the show for tonight. Thank you for listening. Thanks for those of you that called in. Archives, playlists, and the etc. available at sigtronica.org. I'll be back next week with new and old and electronic and experimental music. It's midnight on WMBR in Cambridge, 88.1 FM. Up next is Poetry Jam. Thank you and good night.